Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this weekend we are celebrating the Reformation and Martin Luther and all of that this weekend. So breaking news. Well, from 10 years ago, from Wittenberg, Germany, archaeologists have discovered the lavatory on which Martin Luther sat when he wrote the 95 Theses that started the Protestant Reformation. Well, maybe you know, maybe you don't. Luther frequently alluded to the fact that he suffered from chronic constipation. And he spent much of his time in contemplation on the lavatory. Chronic constipation? Can you imagine? No Miralax, no Ex-Lax, no stool softener, no Pepto-Bismol. Back in the 16th century, it was rhubarb. Chinese rhubarb, to be specific. Rhubarb was the medicine. Now, experts say that they have been certain for years that the 16th century religious leader wrote the groundbreaking theses while he was on the Das Klo, as the Germans call it. Throughout his life, Luther was pained with chronic constipation. So what pains you? What ails you? What won't let you sleep at night? What bothers you so much that you can hardly function? I'll tell you what it is. It's sin. There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, and you are not excluded from this. All have sinned. You have the aching pain of sin. Of things undone, which you should have done, things you did that you shouldn't have. You ache and you pain, and your sin has impacted or stuck in with and under the judgment of God's wrath. You crave for deliverance. You pine for some kind of purification. You've tried everything to find relief, to provide a fix, to hit upon an escape, to cut a deal. You try to run. You try to hide. You try to play the blame game. You go in full frontal denial. But you sin. And on the one hand, some of it is deep, some of it is dark, the hurt, the harm to yourself and to others, very destructive, so ashamed you don't want anyone to know. And on the other hand, much of it looks quite good. Some of it looks religious. You brag, you strut, but it is all sin nonetheless. Be of good cheer. Poor sinners, for those of you troubled by your sin, for those of you who wonder if God could ever love a sinner like you, whose consciences are all constipated, all stopped up by your sin, there is rhubarb, not from China, but from heaven itself, from the Holy Trinity himself, and that rhubarb is none other than Christ the Lord. He is our medicine, Christ our Lord, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, inserted smack dab into this world full of sin and sinners. Christ, who dares to do the unthinkable, the unimaginable, he justifies and declares sinners to be innocent. He sets them free. He redeems them. By his blood that stained the cross and dripped on the earth, his very divine blood that cleanses, purifies, and holies sinners. Take hold of him by faith, and you will live. In Christ there is relief. He is your rhubarb. In Christ, the wrath of God is turned into mercy. He is your rhubarb. Instead of damnation, in Christ, there is forgiveness. He is your rhubarb. Christ is the rhubarb for you and for me. This is a trustworthy saying, Paul writes, saying that deserves full acceptance, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially those who believe. Christ is the rhubarb for you and for me. But now, apart from the law, Paul writes, the righteousness of God has been made manifest. That's Jesus. He is God's gift to sinners. God gives Jesus to sinners for salvation. Jesus is the rhubarb to use against your sin, to use against God's wrath against your sin. Everything has changed between you and God for Christ's sake. And so Paul writes, God set forth Jesus as the mercy seat by faith in his blood. This was to declare his righteousness through the passing over of former sins in the forbearance of God, to declare in the present time the righteousness that stands before him, that he alone might be righteous by making him righteous who believes in Jesus, a mercy seat for the forgiveness of sins by his blood. Boy, that was a mouthful. So let's shorten it up. Let's take just a little dose of Christ as the rhubarb. Simply said, Jesus as a mercy seat for the forgiveness of sins by his blood. The Old Testament promised he is coming, but now in this text, Paul categorically declares he is here. He has come. So let me be blunt and to the point, so that there is no misunderstanding. Jesus as mercy seat means this: his blood atones for your sin. And Jesus as rhubarb means this: your sins are forgiven. No longer are you constipated and bound up by your sin. And all this by taking your sin and answering for it in his crucified, bled out, dead body. This is huge. For if Christ did not take your sin into his body on the cross, then all of your sin remains with you, and you die with them, and God's wrath remains with you forever. But Jesus as the rhubarb for what ails you, all your sin is his. All of it. He refused to leave any of it, any of your sin, outside of his Good Friday death. But now, Paul declares, but now, Jesus the crucified and risen Savior gives you what belongs to him. He takes your sin and he gives you forgiveness, life, and salvation. What is his is yours for free. He doesn't count any of your sin against you, for he's covered all of your sin and cleansed every last bit of it through his blood shed on the cross. When sin ails you, then use Jesus as the rhubarb against your sin. For Jesus has taken away all of your sin. He has died with it, all of it, so you are forgiven. And in response, you do good works. We're all for good works. A good tree bears good fruit. A good rhubarb makes a great pie. Even better yet, a great coffee cake. When you believe in Christ as the rhubarb, then the Holy Spirit, he rolls up his sleeves and he goes to work in your life. And with the Spirit's help and the Spirit's gift or fruit, you do not want to stay in your old sinful habits. You want to change. You want to live as a Christian. You will live. Not for yourselves, not for your pleasures, not for your selfish desires, but for the sake of others. All of this because of Jesus, who promises the person who believes and is baptized will be saved. All of this because of Jesus, who pledges with the giving of his body and blood and the sacrament that it is for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus does not lie or deceive. This is most certainly true. Yeah, all of this because Jesus is your rhubarb. Jesus is your medicine. Amen. Now let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord as we live this Reformation Sunday, even this Reformation life. Amen.